When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Final hour of the Bish and EB show of 2024 on the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. If you're watching us, you are watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC tech or plumber? Go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team. It is time to talk to our good friend John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf, although that would be next fall because it's winter. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. John, happy holidays.
Same to you, Jason. You too, Eric.
Yeah, good, thank you, sir. You
guys. What are your plans next week for the holidays?
Well, my plans actually changed. I was going to go to Washington on Monday and have dinner with my two daughters and then come back here and have Christmas dinner with Danny. But my ex-father-in-law passed away.
Sorry to hear
the
that.
Other day. Yeah, he was 97. He had a great life.
Oh, that's a good run, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a run. And the funeral is on Monday. So we're going to have to mix and match and figure out exactly what to do because Bridget, my older daughter, who this is her grandfather, is going to the funeral. So we'll have to figure something out.
Gotcha. Well, sorry to hear that. How old is Bridget now?
Bridget's 27.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And life flies by, man.
It's, well, you guys know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got kids. You've got kids graduating from college and stuff like that. But she found her niche. She's working at a PetSmart in the dog and cat hotel. You know, where people board their animals when they go away and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's the perfect job for her because she always thought about working for a vet, but didn't like the idea of being around when the animals got sick or had to be put down. She just couldn't handle that. But now she gets to play with dogs and cats all day, gets paid for it, and they're healthy. So she loves the job, and they love her. So it's working out very well.
Perfect gig.
Nicely done. Hey, I wanted to start out with some college football. First of all, and I said this earlier, props to Bob Chesney, who's the new coach at JMU in his first year from Holy Cross. Takes over Kurt Cignetti's roster, and Cignetti took 13 or 14 guys with him to Indiana, so he kind of had to do a small rebuild. But he wins 9 games. He won the bowl game last night, so props to him for JMU. He didn't struggle.
Yeah, that's a great season.
Yeah, 9-4 and win a bowl game. So, and we had him on the show when he was first hired. Great dude. But your thoughts on the games, you know, starting tomorrow night, Indiana-Notre Dame is 8 o'clock, the first game of the expanded college football playoff. And then I kind of wanted to ask you, out of James Franklin at Penn State, and they're playing SMU at noon on Saturday, and Ryan Day at Ohio State playing Tennessee Saturday night. Who's got more pressure to win this game considering their home games?
Right. Well, you make a good point. They're both playing at home. We don't know what the weather's going to be and how much it'll affect the game. But I would say Ryan Day has more pressure because of his record against Michigan. I mean, Ohio State and Michigan, I mean, John Cooper for years when he was at Ohio State, had records like Ryan Day. He won 9, 10, 11 games a year, but he couldn't beat Michigan. And the fans were all over him. And I remember when they actually won the Rose Bowl one year, and in the presentation ceremony, he said, "I want to thank our fans because they're with us win or tie." This is back when there were still ties, which was sort of a reflection of how he felt about his fan base. And I'm sure Ryan Day has similar feelings that, look, my record is ridiculous, and yet all I ever hear about is Michigan. Now, James Franklin has a similar problem in that he hasn't been able to win big games.
Yeah.
You know, he plays top five teams, top 10 teams, and seems to always lose those games. And but I don't think he's under any kind of pressure like Ryan Day, because he doesn't have an arch rival that he's consistently losing to. He's losing to Ohio State consistently, but that's not the same kind of rivalry.
Yeah. I will say that Tennessee, all these games are going to be just fascinating. Tennessee's front four and their line, they got NFL players. So I could see Tennessee giving Will Howard and that running game some problems. But Penn State has to win, considering it, you know, it's SMU. It's their first year in the ACC, even though they had a great year. But, you know, they're not used
to
this kind of
a great year against the ACC.
I agree. I know that. I was kind of going that way. But SMU is not used to these kind of elements, playing in a stadium like this. And, you know, it's going to be 19 degrees, possibly snowing. So Franklin's got a lot of pressure on him, too.
Yeah. I mean, SMU plays in, I think, a 32,000-seat stadium. So playing in a 110,000-seat stadium will definitely be different. And the weather will be a factor. I'm not sure they played a cold weather game all year. Penn State should win, put it that way.
Yeah, they should.
Ohio State, I think, has a tougher out in Tennessee. You're right about Tennessee's defense. So if Ohio State were to lose, it would definitely be an upset, but it wouldn't be an upset on the level of Penn State losing SMU.
And do you give Indiana a shot in South Bend?
You know, yes and no. I think Notre Dame may have the most talent in the country. I'm still trying to figure out how they lost to Northern Illinois, because they hammered everybody else they played.
Yeah.
Now, they did not have a tough schedule. They only played three actual road games, because they played these phony Irish Cup games or whatever, where they play in a so-called neutral site and they call it a road game, including against Army and Navy. But they
did destroy them both.
They did. Like I said, they hammered everybody they played, other than Northern Illinois. And I think they have the talent to win the whole thing. And that's not putting Indiana down, because Indiana's had a hell of a season, losing only to Ohio State. But I think playing at Notre Dame in that atmosphere, it's going to be a very tough out for Indiana.
Hey. Yeah. John, I don't know, did you see the story just quickly yesterday about this quarterback from Vanderbilt that's getting another year of eligibility, which if this stays, would mean that junior college season, JUCO seasons don't count against your college eligibility? So JUCO kids would then get 4 years?
Eric, this is such a mess with who's eligible, who's not, who gets a sixth year, who gets a seventh year. I mean, it's a complete fiasco. It's like, can't we just go back to 4 years? You know, we're past the pandemic now. 4 years, and you get a fifth year if you completely sit out, and that's it. And after 5 years, you're done. I always sympathize with the players. I'm glad to see they get a chance to play. But it's completely out of hand. I mean, you got guys playing seventh and eighth years, for crying out loud.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, this would totally change it. If JUCO years don't count against you, I mean, it's a massive
deal.
I know, then
you can play forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy. There's a kid, just switching over to college hoops for a second, Chris Caputo, I talk to all the time, head coach at GW. They won they won a game last night. And
what are they, 9-2?
I think they're 10-2. It's having a pretty good year. But one of their leading scorer last night, I think his last name is Drumgood, but I could have the name wrong. But this is his fourth school. GW is his fourth school, and I believe it's year six.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I mean, how old is he? He must be 24, 25.
Yeah, Longwood has a player named Michael Christmas, who is in his fourth year at Longwood, but in his sixth year of college basketball, and he is 24.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not that uncommon. Joe Bamisil at VCU is in his fifth year of college ball, and he's been at four schools. And by the way, he graduated last spring. He's a good student. So, yes, you see these situations occur, and in some cases it's for the right reasons, and in other cases it's for the wrong reasons.
John, I want to get your take on the Gottlieb situation. I don't know if you've paid attention at all. I guess he was going back and forth with Schefter a little bit. They were kind of needling each other. And then he lost to Michigan Tech, and people are saying, I actually think he's being unfairly criticized here because he said prior to the matchup, he said, I don't like to play nobody you. Anybody we play, we can lose to. Then he lost to him. And, of course, he's trying to manage a radio show at the same time, which I think is insanity.
Right.
Just, I don't know, your thoughts on Gottlieb and what's going on there.
Well, if Doug wants to coach, he needs to coach. Mm-hmm. He's good on the radio, by the way.
I used to
have him on my old show on CBS. But if he wants to coach, he needs to coach because you can't get, we used to joke years ago that Jim Valvano, because he was bored at NC State after winning the national championship, should take the job as coach of the Knicks and coach the Knicks and NC State so that he wouldn't be bored.
Right.
But, in reality, all college coaching jobs are, up to your neck in work and in trying to prepare and in trying to build a team. And I don't see – Doug's a talented guy, but I don't see how he can succeed at both jobs.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He dropped nobody. It kind of depends on how you take it. The media obviously went after him, and then he had that media spat. The social media spat with Adam Schefter last week, because Schefter reported that Vic was talking to Sacramento State, and they had a bunch of money. So I think
ending up going to Norfolk State.
He's going to Norfolk State, but I think you're right. I mean, Gottlieb. It's one thing to say that, but stay off social media and going back and forth with people. All right, focus on your team.
Right, and that's part of today's world. Yeah. When Mike Krzyzewski got on social media, he did it just so he could monitor what his players were saying.
Right.
He never tweeted anything. And I think that's the best way to go. Keep abreast of your players and their thoughts because kids do, become too honest at times. On social media, as do we all, I guess. That's why I stopped tweeting, because I ended up getting into debates with people that, I have a life. I had other things I needed to do. And also, I find X to be so negative nowadays. When I do still read it. Mm-hmm. But I don't participate. And I think, Doug getting into a fight with Adam Schefter, I could understand getting into a fight with Adam Schefter, but it's definitely not the right thing for him to do.
What is your take on the Dan Hurley situation, all the attention he's getting? He says he's good for college basketball. I don't know if he is or isn't. I don't know. He just seems to be a great coach, but people don't seem to like a lot of the antics on the sideline and with the officials, et cetera.
Yeah, Danny has always been very animated, let's put it that way, on the sidelines from his times coaching at Wagner in Rhode Island before he got to Connecticut. But now he's in more of the spotlight because he's a two-time national champion. Mm-hmm. So when he goes off the way he did in Hawaii, and he did go off, it's going to get attention, and it's going to get a lot of negative attention because people are looking to shoot down a guy who's had the kind of success he's had the last couple of years. I like Danny Hurley. I always have. I like the fact that he always had to play in Bobby's shadow. He was a good player at Seton Hall, but he wasn't anywhere near the player Bobby was. And he came out of it and became a very successful coach. He was successful at Wagner. He got Bobby involved in coaching. Bobby had sort of run away from basketball after his car accident because he was, to quote him, mourning his career. Mm-hmm. And he got Bobby involved in coaching. And then, the two of them went on to Rhode Island, and then Bobby got the Buffalo job out of Rhode Island. And then both did very successful, although Bobby struggled a little bit at Arizona State. But I'm not sure I agree with Danny when he says his antics are good for college basketball. They're not. he has a certain responsibility as a national champion to behave in a certain way. And I think he needs to tone it down. I think he knows he needs to tone it down because he's a smart guy. But certainly what we saw in Hawaii was not the kind of thing you want to see from any coach, much less a two-time national champion coach.
All right, so before we let you go, just your thoughts on the Commanders-Eagles game on Sunday. And, you know, it's big for both teams because the Eagles are trying to win that number one overall seed and have that first round bye. So they got to keep winning because the Lions and Vikings also have the same record. And then if Commanders, obviously, if they lose and Atlanta beats the Giants, that means next week's game against Atlanta is pretty much a play-in game for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, my last couple of predictions on the Commanders, that they would easily beat Dallas and easily beat New Orleans.
Yeah, didn't turn out too
exactly
good.
Right? Been on the money. But I think because they're familiar with the Eagles, they have a chance to compete and have a chance to win. I'm not saying they will win. I probably should say they'll win, just, you know, to keep my prediction streak alive. You know, obviously this is a tough game. They are playing at home, and that should help. I'll be curious to see how many Eagles fans are in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that trend has been going in the right direction this season, that you've had more Commanders fans in the stands than fans of the other team, which, of course, you know, the last couple of years it was not that way. You know, I think it'll be a tough out, but I think they can compete in the game.
Yeah.
And by the way, before we go,
yeah,
we have to mention that the Ivy League has voted to let their football champion participate in postseason.
Oh, really?
For the first time ever. Yeah.
So what does that mean for them? So what does that mean for them?
Well, it means that the champion will play in the FCS playoffs.
Okay.
And what they have to resolve is how to break ties, because this year three teams tied for the Ivy League championship. Now, if you have a two-team tie, you can just break the tie either by having a playoff game or by head-to-head, because they all play head-to-head.
Right.
But if you have a three-team tie, I don't know how they're going to break that. I hope it's not with a coin flip or something. Mm-hmm. But it's great that they're finally letting the kids participate.
Yeah.
For sure.
Very cool. All right,
and
John.
I like to think that my ranting in the Ancient Eight about it had a huge influence.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, right. You never know.
All right. Sorry to hear about your father, ex-father-in-law, and try to have a good holiday.
Yeah, we will have a good holiday. You too. You guys have a good holiday too, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, John.
Take care.
Yeah, so the current FCS playoffs are into the semifinals. It's all the Dakotas, pretty much. And you got South Dakota playing Montana State. South Dakota State's playing North Dakota State.
North Dakota State's the one that's normally silly, right? Is that the one that Carson and all those guys?
They're just, all the Dakotas, especially this year, they're just legit. So that's interesting. Anyway, that was John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. And you can now get custom fit for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. When we come back, Mr. Bickle's entertainment page. Stay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, with us, welcome back to the show. It's the Bish and EB show. Time to get into the entertainment page, which always has a sponsor.
That's right, Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Make sure you get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They've got everything you want. X1s, X3s, 3 Series, 5 Series. My buddy's got the i7, electric car. He absolutely loves it. That thing does fly. I knew I was at a light yesterday, and it was one of those deals where I had to get over real quick to hit the exit. And I rarely do this, but I put it in the sport mode and I hit that gas and took off like right at the light. Like I was freaking on, like I was racing, the guy from the Memphis Outlaws. God, those cars have so much burst. I get so psyched.
I was on the toll road. It wasn't this morning. It was yesterday. And there was a state trooper went by me, and I was putting my cruise control at 64.
All right. That's make sure you don't get a...
That's my number, 64, and uh-huh. I go 64 as long as I can. Right. But a state trooper flew by me, and a Beamer flew by me right behind the state trooper. So the state trooper obviously knew that the Beamer was speeding because he knew how fast he was going. But he just kept going. He didn't pull him over. The Beamer was just kind of tailing him. They must have been going 75. 80.
Right. Do you ever do that? Like when a cop or fireman blows by you and you pull over and then you kind of tail them so that you get that.
So you get the traffic?
The traffic, just everyone parts for you.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
All right, Jason.
That's high road IQ right there.
A couple celebrity birthdays here. I want you to guess them if you want.
Guess how old they are?
Kind of, okay. Yeah. Taylor Swift actually just celebrated a birthday.
She's
been famous for her entire adult life.
Taylor Swift is 34.
Close, 35.
All right, it's kind of a big one.
By the way, some people were comparing like before and after photos, and I guess claiming that she's had some work done. Is it noticeable to you, like her nose and things like that?
I don't pay that much attention, though.
You don't?
Drabby Valdez.
I don't know.
Do you guys pay attention?
I don't think they're big Tay Tay people. I don't think Valdez
like
is. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed anything?
In terms of her looks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kind of looks about the same to me.
Yeah, I think she looks the same.
But some people say that they definitely had some work
done. Well, I don't have a magnifying glass.
Right. Well, it must not be that obvious then. Like somebody like Carrie Underwood, it's like it's getting ridiculous. She's just starting to look plasticier and plasticier. Every time I see her, someone else.
I mean, if Taylor had something done, it was probably minor.
Someone else who's celebrating a birthday or recently did. She's actually disappearing right before our eyes, clearly on the Ozempic. Christina Aguilera. How old is Christina Aguilera? Celebrated her birthday with a Instagram post. It looks like in her birthday suit.
All right, I'm gonna say she's about 10 years older than Tay Tay. 44.
44. You nailed it.
Oh, look at that.
She's definitely lost a boatload of weight, and she's celebrating her birthday by posing for this picture where she's wearing high heels. I don't know, something around her waist. I don't know what that is, and her hands over her boobs. And it looks like she's wearing like a train conductor's like leather hat.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, these
she does look really thin.
These young icons are. They're getting older, just like the rest of us, Lurch.
Does she have kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does. Okay.
Got at least one, maybe two, I think. I think with her ex-husband, by the way. Maybe she's still with that guy. I don't even know.
Tay-tay.
So Diddy was in court, Sean Puffy Combs, and they're saying that he looks, shocker, noticeably thinner and grayer in court than when he was last seen. Remember when he came to New York right before he was arrested? He was playing hacky sack in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sean definitely has gained some weight, you know, over the last couple of years. And, you know, now he's appearing. He keeps trying to appeal these bail hearings and everything. He looks noticeably thinner, noticeably grayer.
Oh, I
just
bet.
Basically, you know, not living that luxurious lifestyle anymore.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind. I mean, yeah. And he's 55, right? He's 55 years old.
55 years old, yeah.
But, I mean, I can't imagine the stress he's got on his mind with everything that's going on. And he's facing a lot of time in jail.
I mean, I don't know how he can ever get out of jail. Did you see Raphael Edmond passed?
Did not see that.
Raphael Edmond, who was 60 years old, was still in a halfway house. Now, one of his boys, or one of his confidants, one of his friends, I guess, believes that, I guess, the Colombians or somebody got to him and poisoned him.
Ooh.
Because he had a perfectly good, you know, clean bill of health.
60?
Yeah. From the doctors. And I guess he ratted out a lot of people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess some of these gangs, they never forget. And they're just like Whitey Bulger.
Yep. He was arrested when he was 24.
Right.
And he was sentenced to federal court in 1990, life in prison.
And, of course, a lot of people remember Raphael Edmond simply because John Thompson met with him, remember, and told him to stay away from Alonzo.
I do remember that.
It was like an iconic meeting. Did you know about that, Valdez? That was like an iconic meeting.
Yes. I didn't know the name of the guy, but I know that he basically told him to get away from his team.
Yeah, like the most powerful drug dealer in the country. And JT called him over to his office or wherever he met him and said, "You stay away from my guy." And he respected him and he did it. Wild.
Mm.
The most notorious crack dealer of his time.
Absolutely.
I think.
He pretty much introduced crack to D.C.
So I don't know if
he was raking in $300 million a year. And he was also responsible for at least 30 murders.
Wouldn't you want to do that just 1 year and then get out? Like, that's enough. Like, all right, you did it. Get out.
Make all that cash.
You made all that cash. Now get out. All right. Sydney Sweeney is in the news. Now, I don't understand this. People, you remember those photos that came out in the Daily Mail and people were like fat shaming her, which Christy Martin, the boxer.
In that bikini, like it was like a purple bikini.
Yeah. And I mean, she didn't look gaunt. I thought she looked healthy. I thought she looked great.
I thought she looked fine.
Perfectly great. I didn't understand it. But now she's kind of, it seems like she's going out of her way to kind of put out like sexy photos.
Yeah, she's clapping back.
She's clapping back, right?
Yeah, at all the fat shamers.
And so this one, it looks like she's rooftop somewhere, what, in New York?
Yeah, she's got a cardigan and she's topless underneath.
Topless.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what's going on here with the, I don't even think I could say this, the new combat sport? So you know that the slapping thing is you know, gaining steam.
Power slap.
I saw Dana White claim that he thinks that business is worth like $1 billion now or something. And a lot of people mock it, but it is what it is. Now, I guess there's a sport, Jason, where you go up there and they kick you in the nads.
That's unbelievable. Why would
so instead of getting slapped, you go up there and you get kicked in the Bozak. And people are, I guess, I don't know what kind of money they're making off of this.
What's it called?
Bozak? I don't even think I could say it.
Oh, okay.
It's called Ultimate Blank Kicking.
Okay.
I think. Is there you can't wear a cup or anything, right? You got to be free rolling there? No, forget about it. No chance.
How would anybody do that?
Watch.
I definitely would watch that.
There was a guy. Remember, there was a guy on like America's Got Talent, and that's what his talent was. I don't know if you guys remember. He went out there and he just kind of like spread his legs, and then somebody would kick him in the nads. And I think he lasted a couple weeks.
Can it burst?
Yeah, I would think,
definitely.
Of course.
Definitely.
I would think that if you get kicked there, you can't get up and kick the other guy. You would be down. Like the first guy who gets kicked,
these guys
got to be out.
You know what? They're tough.
Well, they train their body for it.
You train their balls?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm watching the TikTok of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they take one, and then what happened? Do they fall down like the power slap guys?
This guy just took it.
And then what did he do?
He went over to the ropes and like was hunched over on the ropes. But it looks like you have to stand there and you can't like wind up.
Yeah.
You have to just like lift up and kick.
Yeah. And then like what does he do? Then he kicks his opponent?
Yeah.
Jeez. Mm.
And this video is wild.
People are so
How many rounds?
I guess until the first person taps out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. This story here is strictly for our old producer, Brett Oliverio. Porn star Amia Miley claims, I don't know if Brett's gone this far, but I know he's into this kind of hijinks, that Machine Gun Kelly at one point, I don't even know how I could say this, fellas. You say it.
He wanted to drink her lemonade.
Yeah. Ugh. He drank the porn star's lemonade. if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And this was like 8 years ago. Now, he recently, I guess, I don't know who broke off with who. What's her name? Break up with him?
Megan Fox?
Yeah, did she break up with him?
Yes, Megan Fox broke up with Machine Gun Kelly.
Because she was tired of all that. Even though she allegedly is pregnant with his child.
I think she found out he was cheating. And she broke it off with Machine Gun Kelly.
For once and for all. And then
for the time being.
She said, I don't know what we're doing, but we got to his house and he was like, go in the shower. And she said, I don't need a shower. And then he said... hold on.
Be careful.
I guess she said, so I did, and he held out his hands, and he says, okay.
And then
I can't say it.
And then he did.
Give me your country time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's so hurting. I got to find out if, but I don't think Brett's done that. I think he draws a line. I think
you're just sulling, isn't
it? I think he draws a line and just he'll just accept it.
All right, look, we're going to give away two tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule and more at Jiffy Lube Live. We're going to give away two tickets to Where the Party At tour. Features Nelly, St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale this Friday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And for tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 will get two tickets to go see Ja Rule and Nelly. I love the Yacht Rock Thirsty Thursday theme.
I love it.
Speaking of Thirsty Thursday, tonight we'll be at the Wiz game. Wiz plays Charlotte, and we'll be at the Hennessy Lofts, courtesy of the good people at Monumental. And then, of course, we'll go back to MGM at some point, probably play a little blackjack. And then tomorrow is the holiday show, which we want people to come out. We can't emphasize enough. It's going to be a good time. Come on out to the Sportsbook at MGM. We're going to be doing our live show there, 6 to 10. We haven't done a holiday show outside of the studio in a long time, if ever. So it's your chance to kind of watch us get a little crazy.
Well, it's just your chance to blow off a little steam before the holidays.
And then you just take the day off. It's Friday.
Yeah, I got to imagine. I can't believe it's...
Tomorrow's December
20th. Aren't most teachers done by now?
Gotta be. If they're not, then tomorrow's gotta be the last day.
Right? I think one of my brothers actually may stop by.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have some guests there and we'll be doing some shenanigans.
Yeah, we'll have fun. And of course tonight we're having a big night. I know Mike Mars fired up. You know, because remember, Valdez, you introduced him to some guys, and now he's used to the treatment, right? And I think he's thinking it's going to be one of those nights. And it might be one of those nights.
Mar is at the top of the totem pole in terms of the fun scorecard.
Because?
He's excited for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't stop talking about it. He wants to bring a speaker to the hotel room.
What do you mean? You want to pregame? You want to make a scene in the? I don't think there's going to be like young. It's not going to be like going out in Clarendon.
Yeah, just a little Yacht Rock before we go out.
Right, it's fine.
He wants the boom box in the room.
He's also a big like cigar guy.
He's already asked us if we're going to smoke cigs with him.
Is he a weed guy too?
No, like, he's not a weed guy.
He's just a cigar guy.
Cigs.
Six.
Yeah, a couple of stogies too, late night after, you know, some of the bets hit at the Wizards game. I mean, I'm like a time bomb. I mean, if you think I'm hype right now, just wait until like 3 or 4 o'clock.
All right. Now
he can't wait.
I know. So hold on. By the way, is Adam actually coming? Is Adam Epstein actually coming?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
He's coming to dinner tonight at the game.
Yes.
He is. Where are you guys meeting? Are you meeting him at RPM?
I believe either there or at MGM.
At MGM.
Then we'll all go over together.
Okay. And so you guys have a room there, so you're definitely going over there before. So we can all go together. Oh, no, some of you guys are going to RPN. I honestly don't think I can pregame and then go to the game. It's just going to be too much.
We can go
and then
later.
Drink on Friday. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
It's a lot.
That's fine. This is our bro time. We're hanging out.
Yeah. I want to hang.
Do
but
some
I don't
zings,
want, I don't
some
want to
joning.
Do, I don't want to do too much.
Now, light apps.
Are you still every day with the Zen? Do you have Zens in every day, every show?
Not every show, but every day most likely.
So like will you have Zens tonight?
1,000,000%.
What about Valdez? Is he a Zen guy?
I'm a Copenhagen guy. So you're gonna do the real stuff.
You're going to do the real stuff tonight?
I'll probably do the real stuff after
at the game.
No, probably after the game.
After the game.
Yeah.
I probably have one before bedtime.
So
we can just go later. They're going to go over earlier.
Yeah, I don't think I want to. It's just too much.
Yeah. We'll go over later.
I also have something. I actually have things I have to do Friday after the show. Like I have to meet with some people and.
Yeah.
So I can't. I mean, I just can't be obliterated.
You go hard early and then just chill.
I'm going to chill. Yeah.
You're going to be with clients?
I just have some stuff. By the way, I want to thank Surfside. I can do this, right? This is for the ugly sweater bit, I guess. So, you know, my kids were all... I can't give this to my daughter. She was looking for an ugly sweater. I can't give her a Surfside sweater. Like my youngest.
That's funny.
That's pretty good though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Nice sweater.
You won't wear that tonight.
No, but Michelle wants one of us to maybe wear it tomorrow. I don't know. Probably won't. but thank you for the ugly sweater. It'd be nice also if they want to drop off some at the house.
Yeah. So come on out tomorrow. We'll be
Grabby
hanging out.
Has my address.
We'll be in the sports book.
Come on at tonight. I'm looking for people tonight. We're out at the Wiz game. Just like, come say hi. Come say hello.
So you could just walk right up to the Hennessy Loft?
Can't really unless you have access down there, but I'm guessing it's not going to be a packed gym. I mean, we'll see. We'll be wandering around.
Yeah, and we got to play some wagers on the game tonight.
And Drabby, 100%. How are we going to meet up before? Because Drab doesn't know how to transfer the tickets to us. We're going to have to all just meet up.
A little group
outside.
Text. Hey, meet me here at the corner of 6th and F or whatever it is.
All right. There's got to be a way you could text me the tickets.
I'm sure there is. I can't figure it out, and I'm not sure it's worth figuring out. I'll just meet you.
No, we'll just make it easier on you. We can meet them.
So you and I will go together.
Yeah, we'll go.
And then Cakes and JP, are they going? They got to go to MGM before they go too, right?
I would assume.
Those two dummies.
Yeah.
Off.
If I don't see them right across the table, I don't talk to them.
You mean like outside the studio?
Yeah, I mean, I don't talk to them. So I have no idea what their plans are.
I know. Well, it's going to be a good time. We can't wait for it. Tomorrow will be a great show. And then, you know, I guess you're working next week.
Working next week, and then I'll take a little time off. Yeah.
You're taking time off.
We're going to Florida New Year's week. I'm not sure if.
Right. Are any of you boys, by the way, going away?
Do you guys have any vacay days for the holidays?
Drab, are you going back to Washington? No. You're going to North Carolina with your brothers?
I'll be here. Not here in the studio. I'll be here on Monday for Victory Monday.
Yeah, and then you're taking some time off?
No, I'll be at home with my kids.
Yeah.
My wife.
All right. Valdez, are you doing anything? Are you going to like Myrtle Beach or something?
I'll be here.
Don't you normally do something like that, like a Myrtle Beach thing, but not during Christmas?
Maybe he just burned all his vacay days already.
Yeah, I got yelled at by Drab taking too much vacation.
He took like 14
golf tournaments. By the way, did you look at your gin app? How many recorded rounds did you have this year? Did you look?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Mine is actually lower than you might think. Mine was 41.
I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't put very silly scores in.
See? You're. I want mine to go down.
I mean, what am I supposed to do when I play Trump and it's the winter course and all of their par threes are under 100 yards? I can't put a 4-over in.
Yeah, put it in.
Well, you never know.
How many recorded rounds do you have?
I'm trying to look.
But my buddy had 101. Geez. That's a lot.
Who was that?
My buddy Adam.
Oh,
he had 101.
Can't believe 100 rounds.
This says 20. That's not right.
Yeah.
It's probably triple.
That's because you're not putting all your, you're only putting your terrible rounds.
Trust me, I am putting a lot of my scores
you're
in.
Cheating. You know what, Valdez? Watch him.
All right, let's get out of here. Tomorrow, the holiday show. B. Mitch and Finley are up next.
Boom.